From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Lori London reporting. A days-old pedestrian bridge across a busy Miami, Florida highway collapsed Thursday, crushing a number of cars.
We received a call for a collapsed bridge. Our units responded to find 8 trapped vehicles under the bridge.
The bridge was not yet open to pedestrians. The final 950-ton section that completed the project was just installed last Saturday. The bridge was put up to allow students from Florida International University to easily cross a busy 7-lane highway. The Trump administration is joining harsh international condemnation of Russia for a nerve agent attack in Britain blamed on Moscow, while for the first time imposing fresh sanctions directly blaming Russia for election interference.
It looks like it. I spoke with the prime minister, and we are in deep discussions, a very sad situation. It certainly looks like the Russians were behind it, something that should never, ever happen.
President Trump telling reporters Thursday the U.S. is taking the matter seriously. He had appeared reluctant previously to criticize Russian President Vladimir Putin or take strong action against Russia. Meanwhile, Special Counsel Robert Mueller is widening his investigation of Russian interference into the 2016 presidential election. He has subpoenaed documents at the Trump Organization, President Trump's global business empire. The New York Times reports that the subpoena delivered in recent weeks ordered the New York-based Trump Organization to turn over all documents related to the company's dealings with Russia and other issues Mueller is investigating. Mueller's quest appears to move his investigation closer to Trump himself, beyond the array of election campaign aides Mueller already has indicted or secured guilty pleas. This is VOA.